You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Welcome back from the Great Week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. You know what the Hosting Hotline is. It's where you, our listener or viewer, can call in, record your voice, and we'll answer your question here on the podcast. If you go to thanksforvisiting.me, in the upper right-hand corner is a red button that says Ask TFE. It's a real simple process. Record your question, anything about business or the short-term rental industry, operations, or whatever you want to talk about. We are happy to answer it. And this week, we have a great question about taking it back to like the roots of short-term rentals as they are today.
Hi there. My name's Paul. This is a question I'd like to get your take on: vacation rentals, specifically cottages. I don't know if you do a lot of that. We have a cottage on a little lake 2 hours north of Toronto, and I've renovated the lower unit to be a livable unit. It's a walkout basement to the lake, so you have a beautiful lake view. And that leaves the rest of the cottage, 3 bedrooms, to be enjoyed by another family. And I know most families would like to have the whole property to themselves, but this is my sole residence. So I thought, you know, why not stay in the basement while having guests in the summer for a week upstairs? They can rent it weekly and I can stay downstairs, keep an eye on things, make sure they have everything taken care of. And I know the favorite places I've stayed in usually don't have the hosts around. Well, it depends on the host, but what's your take on?
So it cut off a little bit there, but we get the gist.
Yeah.
Paul, and that's a great question because Annette and I are excited to answer this. This is how I got started. I had a house, a little house, and we had a basement, and we were in New York City, and we knew that lots of people like to come to New York City and explore. And so Annette, Nick and I,
I'm now
my business life partner, no, my other life partner, my husband, Nick, he and I decided to take the plunge back in 2010 and share part of our home. And it was like Paul's situation. It was a separate space, but obviously under the same roof. And we had a great experience.
Coming at you with a hosting hot tip on the Hosting Hotline. Sarah, how did you get the city to stop calling you about your short-term rental property?
Yeah. Can you believe the city was, I am like a
rule follower.
We are properly licensed. And the city reached out to me one day and they said, Sarah, if your upstairs neighbor at this one condo doesn't stop reaching out to us about the noise issues, we're going to have to shut you down. Here's what was happening. The upstairs neighbor would text me, hey, there's noise going on. And this would happen all the time. And it's a one-bedroom condo. I would rush over there immediately and see what was going on. And every time I got there, it was always super quiet.
Guest reading in the corner.
Like a pin drop. And I was like, what am I going to do about this? It's his word against mine. When the city reached out to me, I really got creative and I got to thinking. I said, you know what? I'm going to put a privacy safe noise monitor from NoiseAware into the condo. And I asked the city, if I do this and I have the data to show you there is no noise issue, would you be on my side? And they said, absolutely. So I made the small investment to put a noise monitor, the NoiseAware monitor, in the condo. And would you believe it? The neighbor never reached out to again. I did tell the neighbor, I want to be on top of this. I don't want you to have to reach out to me when there's a noise issue. I want to go and solve it before you have to reach out to me. And I told him we were putting a noise monitor in there. I've never heard from him again.
Yep.
So with that, we are partners with NoiseAware. We love everything they do. Now that we know what NoiseAware can do, we put it in our properties before there's ever an issue. The indoor and outdoor sensors monitor noise levels at your property and will alert you through your dashboard or mobile app when the noise levels go over your set thresholds. If you use code TFVNA20, so that's thanks for visiting NoiseAware, TFVNA20. You'll get 20% off your year-long subscription. Plus, you'll get a free sensor and then 20% off any additional indoor or outdoor sensor after that.
The link will be in the show notes.
And I am so pumped for you, Paul. I'm like, let's go. And one thing that you didn't mention, Paul, and I want you to like expand your thought on this. You were thinking you would go to the lower level living quarters and the guests could be upstairs. I love that. But you could also have both opportunities. What if it's maybe a singular person that wants to come to this amazing lake and visit, and they don't need all three bedrooms? To me, you have two possibilities under this one roof, which is amazing. You could open up both spaces if you're that ambitious and eager. But I think this is the actual best place to get started because you already live there. You already know all the ins and outs of the property, the daily use of it. Sounds like you're already living there full time. So if you could get any sort of revenue on top of, you're obviously paying for everything now. So you have this huge upside financially for yourself and really minimum downside because you're already paying for everything. So you know that you can swing that. But I would get this ready for the season that's upcoming. Give it a try. I have a feeling that you'll be like most of our listeners and this will completely change. Hopefully change your life. It'll be awesome. And those guests, be transparent. This is the thing that we want to just touch on is that your guests, some of them do want to be, they don't mind if there's a host there. They want a host to be on site. So Sarah, let's go into that a little bit of just the transparency part of you being on site with the guest.
Yeah, I was trying to think if there's anything back in the day that I could give Paul, anyone listening, advice to how it would be different from being offsite. And honestly, other than making sure they understand the host lives on property and when you might feel comfortable getting a knock on the door, I mean, maybe setting some boundaries, I could think of that. But it was just a really lovely experience. This is back in the day before people even knew how to really behave booking via Airbnb. So I don't know what downsides there are.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, and we didn't hear you mention it, Paul, but I'm sure you have it arranged, is just making sure that the entryways between the two units are secure and that there's a way for you to lock yourselves out from the guest and vice versa there.
Sure.
I just want to be honest about that.
Again, this is no matter what, you want to make sure your home is a good fit for anyone looking to book, Paul. So especially as you get started, you start to learn how your listing sounds to a potential guest. Maybe for the beginning part of it, have a conversation before people can book just to make sure they understand and it's the right fit for both of you.
Yeah. Reiterate that you will be there. It's your primary residence.
Other than that, Paul, and everyone listening who might have an opportunity like this in your own home, or you feel comfortable doing this, I say go for it.
Yeah. And like the other great thing, Paul, you can just open your calendar up for a small amount of time, test mm-hmm. it. That's what I think the beauty of short-term rentals and doing this is that you don't have to commit. The perpetuity of your property is going to turn into a short-term rental. You can try it in smaller segments, see if it works for you. And maybe you're like, hey, you have a financial goal. You hit that goal each year and then you close your calendar down.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And I like that Paul's asking this question now because I feel like obviously short-term rentals have exploded since COVID, drivable destinations, the professionalism of mm-hmm. the co-host. I mean, vacation rentals have been around forever, but this home sharing concept, right, has really exploded. But I like this taking it a step back and not forgetting that setups like this still are. I know a host in town here in Columbus. She still shares her bedroom in her home. And it really helps her offset her
actual bedroom or a bedroom?
A bedroom in her home.
I was like, that sounds like that's a little bit different than a short-term
She does rental. Own the bedroom.
Okay.
A bedroom in her home and she's down the hall. And she still loves it. Like
right.
she has a lot of great success. And she doesn't just limit it to people identify as female. And she'll welcome anyone.
And that's the key too, Paul. There are going to be a lot of guests that maybe depending on the price point, since it is shared, might be a little bit different. That's why so many hotel chains are successful because there is a traveler for
everyone.
Each of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So open it up and let us know, Paul. We're excited for you.
And if you're listening right now and you share a part of your home, whether it's completely blocked off or a bedroom down the hall from yours, let us know. I would love to check in with those hosts who are still doing mm-hmm. that concept.
Yeah.
Let us know how that's going for you. If you have any tips or tricks for Paul, we'll definitely update all of you with that. But great question, Paul. And again, if you have a question about the short-term rental industry, operations side of the business, analyzing properties, go to thanksvisiting.me. Upper right-hand corner is a red button. Record your quick question and we will answer it here on the podcast. And with that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting.
We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode.
And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.